So, Paul, you've been trying to get hold of Ben Stewart, and now I see that emails are also being forwarded to Shirley Bond, and you want to start a task force. Is that correct?
Well, this all started back when the fella Stu Tunningley was killed in an unfortunate road incident back in July. And he was picking up garbage along with other volunteers in an Adopt-a-Road campaign. A pickup truck left the road in perfectly dry, clear conditions, clearly a matter of either speed or lack of attention or something entirely preventable, and killed Mr. Tunningley. And at that time, I wrote a couple of newspaper columns that dealt with the problem of driver inattention and the problem that our society seems to have generally with not taking driving seriously. There was a fellow that took interest and wrote a letter to the editor. I'm just looking for his name. I think it was Mr. Waynes, who was asking the government. He copied Ben Stewart's office, asking the government, what is the government going to do about this problem? And I followed up on that, and I asked Mr. Stewart, by copying to him, I asked if he could advise, or ask the appropriate minister to advise, whether or not there is a provincial task force, committee, or other structure specifically tasked to improve road safety to reduce car crashes in the province of British Columbia. And that was, those were emails that were back in, I believe, August or September of this this past year. Not getting a response from Mr. Stewart, I emailed him directly, so not by copy, but emailed him directly. I attached the various emails that had gone on before that, and I asked for a direct response, and that was an email of October 16. I received a response fairly immediately from his constituency office, Erica McNabb of that office, the very next day, extending an apology for the lengthy delay and acknowledging the previous emails, noting that the correspondence would be in Mr. Stewart's briefing file upon his return to the constituency, and indicating the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General had been included with regard to responding to my email. I was very hopeful to get a response from either Ben Stewart or Minister Bond, but a month later there had been no response, and so I emailed a follow-up to Mr. Stewart's office. There was an immediate automated response from the office confirming receipt of the email, but then nothing further. And so I followed up with another email yesterday, and as promised in that email, I copied the local media, which led to my discussion with you this morning.
All right, Paul, do you feel that obviously you're not getting the answers that you want, but do you feel ignored?
Do I feel ignored? I what I expect is going on is that my inquiry is one of probably many inquiries that the provincial government has, and I don't know how they deal with these types of issues. I feel a little bit insulted that I haven't gotten a response, but I understand that politicians are busy and there's a lot of things on their plate. My query, though, is not one of a personal vendetta or concern about a local business or the kinds of things that I expect MLAs have to deal with on a regular basis. My concern is one that concerns the safety of British Columbians, and I would have hoped and expected that it would be taken more seriously than it has been.